This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. From babysitters to college funds, we've talked a lot this hour about the ways your kid is going to cost you. But writer Teresa Strasser decided to use her pregnancy and new role as mommy to actually make some money and maybe also take advantage of strangers' willingness to be a little nicer. She chronicles these adventures in a memoir called Exploiting My Baby Because It's Exploiting Me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first off, I understand you're pregnant with kid number two. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and congratulations to you, too.
Thank you. We can just pat each other on the back for a little.
Or on the baby bump. That would be more appropriate.
Or we could just bump baby bumps. We could create a new thing.
I like it. It's a YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For folks who haven't been pregnant, what do you mean that your baby is exploiting you?
Well, for example, it is a lot of work making a human life. So I feel like if someone wants to get you a cup of water or give you their chair or maybe like you a little bit more... Because you suddenly see
which does
so
seem to happen.
It does.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think all of a sudden strangers are friendlier?
Well, I think there is something lovable and fragile and vulnerable about somebody who's pregnant, and it's just an instinct. I'm in Phoenix now working on a new show called The List. They sent me to a mall and I wanted to see how nice would people be, right? If there was no one watching. I got a guy to give me his sandwich. I got a young couple to take off my shoes from my swollen, cankly feet.
Oh.
They rubbed my feet. Complete strangers.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what are the other ways you found to exploit your baby?
Well, I did write the book, and it's tongue-in-cheek. But when I really considered it, I realized there are a lot of women that have made use of the fact that they become more relatable when they have a child. I mean, I was up for that job on The View, and God bless Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Right.
She got the job, and I think America loves her because she just keeps having kids. Kelly Ripa's got the kids. Kathy Lee Gifford was the original.
Did your pregnancy help you get that job in Phoenix?
Well, you know, I had a couple meetings with them, and there came the point, and I'm sure working moms have been there, where it's the come to Jesus moment where you have to tell people you're pregnant
right. Because
they're going to see it. And I thought, well, I'm going to be out of the running once I explain to them that I'm due 2 weeks after their show premieres. And they didn't care. I think in the world of, you know, nightly news magazine, local news, any sort of morning show, I think right now it's actually a benefit. I mean, I am going to be hosting this show until I'm crowning, basically.
And then you will have the baby on your air and continue hosting the show.
Hopefully it'll be during sweeps.
When you were pregnant with your first kid, how did you think about the impending flood of bills that was headed your way?
I tried to put it out of my mind. And now that I'm pregnant with a second one, you know what? Stuff gets real. You know what I mean? Double everything. One is a hobby. Two, it's getting real. Three, you're in a minivan. It's expensive.
And so how have things changed? I mean, with the second one around, are you doing things differently?
You know, I don't know if I'm totally unique in this way, but I've actually made more money since I've been a mom. I've had a lot more work opportunity, which I know is crazy. But the first baby, I started doing a lot of episodes of Dr. Phil. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're a fan, but a lot of his viewers are moms. So they sent me out on the street super pregnant. And then I wrote a book about being pregnant.
Right.
And that book was bought by ABC to become a pilot, which I wrote. So I ended up actually earning a fair amount to offset the incredible costs of daycare, diapers, clothes, music class, Mommy and Me, gymnastics. Oh, it goes on.
They just add up, don't they?
Sure. I mean, it goes on. But Adrienne, I'm telling you, it's a moneymaker. You're going to be a mom. You are going to be marketable.
I really like this because I sit around and I have, you know, very personally all these insecurities about what's it going to do to my career and my job and what's it going to mean. This is nice to hear.
I've never worked more than in the last 3 years. Look out, Kai Rizdahl. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
She's a new kid in town.
Now, on the more serious side, you write in the book about the way your first baby sort of changed your outlook on life. And I was wondering if you could describe that transformation a little bit.
It's still happening. He's almost three, and it's a thing that's difficult to put into words. I was so terrified about becoming a mom, and I second-guess almost everything I do. Then I third and fourth and fifth guess it. Then it's like a Russian doll of guessing. But I've had to kind of make peace with the fact that I have instincts, and I can trust them. You know, I used to sweat. I didn't sweat the small stuff, Adrienne. I flop sweat the small stuff. Everything was terrifying. If I knew I had to do an interview with my beloved Marketplace I would have been nervous the night before and all day. What if I say something stupid? What if people don't like me? What if they never have me back? What if I'm a failure? I shouldn't be doing this. I don't have time for that anymore because I have a 3-year-old and I have this 7.5-month-old fetus kicking me. And I have less time for my own BS. And that is a relief.
Teresa Strasser is the author of Exploiting My Baby Because It's Exploiting Me. Thanks so much.
Thank you and good luck.
Teresa's second child is due September 30th.